Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, y'all know how I love when a wife or a girlfriend sets up a camera and then gives a man, her boyfriend or her husband, a test of some sort. And then they've heard about it or something on with other women doing it to their men on the internets, and then come back and judge him for it when he doesn't even know what's going on. He gives the wrong answer or whatever. Well, we have one of those. This is a lady who is dropping off her husband at his work. They have a child in the back seat, and this is the test that she gives him.
I love you.
I love you.
Can I ask you something real quick? If I died and you waited like 15 years to get married and then you died, would you be buried next to me or your new wife?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's a dumb question.
Hey, Gabby. The correct answer is you'd never get remarried, but it's a good start.
Oh my goodness.
Those are funny.
They would be funny if she does it just to laugh at, have a joke, like a prank.
Yeah.
But most of them, and you know this, Riggins, will go from that and start worrying if he really is the one for her.
Yeah.
Is he really the one for me?
Yeah.
That's not the most ridiculous one. No. The most ridiculous one I've heard is about the worm. If I was an earthworm, would you stay married to me? It's like, I can't. Shut up.
Like, yeah, like that's stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I kind of like that
that's
scenario.
That's kind of a fun one, though.
I've asked Kyle that before. Like, would you get remarried? Like, or whatever. Not filming him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he always says no because I'm his second wife. So he's like, I will never get married again.
Yeah. Like, what is he? Is he just trying to appease her by saying, I'd still be buried next to you if you got remarried?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is wrong with you?
He should have said, I'll be married in between you and her.
Yeah, right.
Right. All right. Quickly, if you are not married, even if you are, and you want to know if you've got the right guy or when you have the right guy, this is the TJ test. And this is an old standby of mine. I've been saying it since I was a young man. Let's say the two of you live together. Both of you have to have a coffee jolt in the morning to get your day started right. But you both like milk in your coffee. And you can't drink it without milk. He gets up to go to work before you do. There is only enough milk for one cup of coffee. Just one cup of coffee can be had from that amount of milk. Is he going to leave the milk for you and your coffee, or is he going to take the milk, make his cup of coffee, and then not be concerned with however you get your cup of coffee, or just figure you'll get yours somewhere else, or when you get to work, or you know, whatever happens? If he takes the milk, he's not for you.
I like that.
Because he doesn't put you first.
I like that.
He doesn't put your needs ahead of his, even something simple like that. You can try that.
Yeah, love that.
Man.
Lots of divorce happening today.
That's what I was going to say. The divorce attorneys listening right now are like, yes, thank you, TJ.
Yes, you tell them.
Thank you. We're going to get rich.
Rich, baby.
But if you're married, you may not want to leave him over that, but you should look into how to remedy that.
Yeah.
How he looks at you first and your needs first before he is on something simple.
Mm-hmm. You should go cheat on him and tell him no.
Have plenty of milk now.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin, you want to protect your face this summer, and Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide-brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute. So you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, there are two different types of personalities when, if a person can't sing, okay? You're a terrible singer. You're either so aware of yourself that you go overboard, never ever letting anybody hear you sing, or you think you can sing and you try to force as many people as possible to hear you sing.
Yeah.
We have a case of that from the internets. It is a backyard wedding that probably, I'm guessing, is looking at the surroundings and everything. The day before was a backyard wrestling tournament.
Oh my God. It's multi-purpose.
Yeah. So the wedding party comes out of the sliding glass door of the house, and then they walk down a little walkway to where the preacher and all is set up. And of course the bride is the last one out of the sliding glass door. And she has a microphone and she is singing herself down the aisle. She's singing her own, bridal entry music, and it went beautifully. Yeah, where is America's Got Talent when you need them?
Oh, no. Right.
She hasn't come out yet. She's singing Walking With Her Dad. Shania's in the background. Yeah. Bless their hearts. Now, look.
Man.
I know that she means well because she was singing that to her betrothed.
Yeah.
But.
Comes from a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. The whole thing is a mess.
But I always wonder in that situation, does everybody there think that it's great? Like, I was at a place this past Thursday, and the performer was just, I mean, wailing on stage. And somebody needed to take him, you know, Google Maps up there because he hadn't found the note yet.
Oh, no.
So I'm wondering if everybody in their universe of friends and family and all that, if they all really think that it's great, and then they don't tell them, hey, this, you're not quite hitting. It's a little pitchy here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I would think it was a joke. Would you? Like, if she came out like that singing terrible, I would laugh and think it's like a comedy.
Yeah, but if you know her.
Yeah.
You know, and you're close to her, you know that she takes her singing seriously and she thinks that she can really sing.
Yeah. She's always the first one up at the family gathering singing karaoke, and they're like, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you hear it in like an outdoor sitting situation
with next Shania.
Yeah. Like, she don't sound like Shania.
Right.
She don't sound like Shayna. Let alone Shania.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New Radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. the most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
New York is trending today because a 81-year-old high school basketball coach for the girls' team was fired.
I saw that.
After he pulled on one of his own team's ponytail. A girl on his team, he pulled her ponytail, and it turns out it's his great-niece. It was during a New York State high school tournament, and they had lost, and yeah, he yanked on her ponytail.
Terrible.
Her teammate stepped in and said, "Hey, what are you doing, man?" And he yelled at her too. And he's since apologized yesterday, but on Saturday he was fired.
I would have pulled his hair right back. Well, he doesn't really have any, but
yeah.
Well, I mean, you're looking at an 81-year-old, so it would probably be more fitting instead of her dad beating the crap out of him, her grandfather should.
Yeah.
Because her grandfather would be his brother or something. Because it's his great niece. So I don't know. Yeah, but I was curious about your perspective on it. Could you do that to a boy and it would be different?
Yeah.
Or should you just keep your hands to yourself?
Let me put it this way. When I played football and baseball, coaches got a lot more physical with players than they do now, in the boys and the girls.
Yeah.
There was no physical anything to girls on the girls' teams when I was growing up.
Yeah.
But coaches, you know, grab players by the face mask and sling them around.
Yeah.
Put them back and forth or kick them in the butt or something.
Jostle them.
Right.
She's already crying. And then he comes up behind her and pulls her on her ponytail. It's an ugly video.
Yeah. And her grandpa should handle that, you know, in the backyard.
Heck yeah.
They say he was a Hall of Famer coach, like he's had a long history, but this is a terrible way to end your career.
Like some of those things that Bobby Knight, the coach at Indiana, the legendary coach, some of the stuff that he did back in the day should have landed him a butt kicking from some guy's dad.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. I never agreed with all that stuff that he did. I get he was a great coach and kids loved him and all that, but some of the stuff that he would do to these players physically, They should have turned on him.
Done something.
You know, at least a couple of them, and chopped him in the throat a few times.
A little throat chop.
Yeah.
Love that.
March Madness, top trending topic today. Another basketball story. Sweet 16. The games don't begin until Thursday, I think. So you probably watched a lot of basketball over the weekend. Some people saying it's the most boring March Madness in NCAA history. No big upsets. All the number one seeds, I believe, are still in it. A lot of people looking at Duke this year, saying they might win. Also Auburn, Alabama as well. Florida, great team.
And Tennessee, right?
In Tennessee, absolutely.
Yeah.
So a lot of March Madness talk happening. Over the weekend, visitors at Disney World were in for a shock when there was a huge fire that erupted at Epcot in the French Pavilion. Big plumes of black smoke heading up towards the sky. It turns out a cooler behind one of the restaurants in the French Pavilion caught on fire. They're still investigating, but the people at Epcot didn't seem to care. They were there for a Disney fun-loving time.
We never did anything in France at Epcot when we would go with the charity, did we?
I can't picture where France is in the around the world drinking. Mm-hmm.
We were in England a lot.
I remember spending a significant portion of time in England.
Yeah. And Mexico.
And Mexico.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because those have the best beers. But
Canada was good too.
Yeah, and Canada was good as well. So I had an interesting weekend. All is fine, but I have some stories to share. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube Music to the TJ and Regan Show. You never miss a show every weekday. You got new content, or you can go to tjriggins.com. Hundreds, thousands of hours of audio and video free content ready for you whenever you want to enjoy it. So just a quick update. I've got a infection in my finger, and on Sunday, the doctor's office called me back and they said, hey, we're just checking in. And I said, well, it feels a lot better because I'm on ibuprofen, but it is a little green. And she goes, it's green. Can you send me a picture? And I sent her a picture and she goes, yeah, you need to come in and we'll drain that for you. So I went over there and I'm waiting in the sitting in the waiting room, and it's busy on a Sunday afternoon. I didn't realize. Apparently that's their busiest day of the week at the urgent care. As I'm sitting there and I'm like patiently waiting because I'm not in any rush, a older woman comes in holding a baby, like a, not a baby, a toddler, but a little toddler. And she's, and her husband walks in after that. And she goes up to the front desk. She goes, I need to see someone. This is my grandchild, just hit his head on the corner of the coffee table. And she said, are you the guardian? She goes, no, his parents are in Las Vegas. And I thought, oh my gosh, I can't imagine. Like, I'm sitting here with my little rotten finger, but she's got her grandchild, which she was obviously watching so her parents could take a vacation, her kids could take a vacation. What is that call like when you have to call your own child and be like, hey, your child is at urgent care? That's got to be really tough, right?
Oh, yeah. You would think it's awful.
Yeah. Do you fly home from Vegas after that? Or do you just like say, hey, wait it out?
See what the doctor says.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. She said, I've been doing cold compresses on her head, on his head. And so they sit down. The person that comes in after that is a woman about 50 years old, I'd say. And she goes, hey, I'm fine, but I was in a car accident yesterday. And on the advice of my husband, I'm coming in here to get checked out. And they said, okay, you can have a seat over there. So I've got a car crash victim and a woman with a child that's beamed his head on the corner of the coffee table. And I'm here with my little green
face. You're like, I'm just going to go.
Yeah. But it turns out I was the top priority. They brought me back into the operating room or whatever they call it. And they closed the curtain. And 5 minutes later, I hear a woman go, hey, doctor, your green finger's here. Green finger? Green finger? Now,
That's a great nickname.
It is a good nickname. But yeah, it was green. And they came in and did the, they drained it. And it was a popular site over there. All the people that work there wanted to come see it. Mm. And now I'm on a steroid. And I'll be honest, I got cotton mouth.
Yeah.
My head is buzzing. And she told me to take two of them. And I took one because I'm not great with medicine. And I am buzzing today. I'll be honest with you.
I need you to do what she says, though. We don't want to get that infected again.
Yeah, I know.
I'm worried about it.
I know.
Because it can be serious. It can.
When I walked out, she was like, do you want any paperwork? I was like, do I need it? And she was like, no. I was like, all right, see ya.
I don't know how many to take, when to take. See ya.
I'm hoping they'll put the instructions on the bottle.
Yeah, they
do. Let me tell you what to do, and it'll be better probably in a day and a half.
Okay.
Several times a day, soak it in warm salt water.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
Not even Epsom salt, just regular salt water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then tonight, soak a rag in warm salt water, a washcloth, and wrap it around your finger. Then take a Ziploc bag and put it over your hand and then tape it where it won't leak out everywhere. And when you wake up the next day, it'll be ready.
Look at that.
Or should we go to the beach?
No.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
One of my favorite things to do, and it's mainly to amuse myself, is use incorrect words purposely. For example, pronouncing a word fruition when the word is actually fruition. One of my favorites. Let's see, salmon, saying that instead of salmon the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Irregardless. Yeah. There's no irregardless, it's just regardless. Like, that's what we're going to do irregardless of what we want to do. No, it's regardless, not irregardless. But I have a new one, and I'm almost apprehensive to share it with everyone because I don't want everybody using it. But I think it does, since I didn't create it. It deserves a little bit of a spotlight. This is just a video of a guy talking to an old man. Could be his grandfather or who knows. But this is the old man talking about somebody getting arrested.
You know, whatever you do. So he didn't have to go to jail.
Yeah.
But he confessed to doing it.
Really?
But I don't see what it was.
So why did he plead guilty? He took what?
He flea bargained so he wouldn't have to go to jail.
Ah.
If he went to court, he probably would have lost. But I don't think he could have lost.
He flea bargained. He accepted a flea bargain.
I love that.
I do too. And that is going to be mine forever and ever and ever.
A flea bargain.
I will always say somebody accepted a flea bargain.
Absolutely. It's great. I don't know. He just flea bargained.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you get that one mixed up. Doesn't even make sense.
Love that.
Well, it's just one little letter. I mean, you know.
He flea bargained.
He flea bargained it.
Makes such a difference.
Yeah, he was so serious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't joking.
Uh-uh. Yeah, cigarette going. Mm. It always adds something when there's a cigarette burning in the video.
Yeah. Was it in his mouth or just?
I think it was just kind of dangling in between those smoke-stained fingers.
Mm. Flea bargain.
So I hope my friend April, attorney April in South Carolina, is listening this morning, and she'll work that into her office, you know, have them talk about flea bargains instead of plea bargains.
Yeah. She needs to. She should have some fun at work. It's a very serious job. Have some fun with it.
Her clients are like, I got to go somewhere else. This lady don't know. Yeah.
The only move we have, man, is for you to take a flea bargain.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, let's call this an I don't care how hot she is moment. And this is for the young men's because, you know, the woman in question here is only 20 years old. And she made the news last week because she got arrested for speeding. She goes to the University of Georgia, the Dawgs. And the reason she went viral is because everybody thought her mugshot was really hot. Like she's a hot girl in her mugshot. So that was last week, I think. But she got thrown in jail again after being pulled over for obstructing and loitering yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So at last check, they hadn't said exactly what she did, but it happened in Athens, where the University of Georgia is, and they booked her at 5:26 a.m., and she was released on $4,000 bond a few hours later. Her new mugshot is her smiling and, you know, like, yeah, I'm taking another hot mugshot or whatever. But that's why I want the young fellas listening to this who have thought about this girl being hot. Is that if she's getting arrested twice in 2 weeks, because when she got arrested the first time, it was for speeding twice, right? Wasn't excessive. She got caught speeding and then got a ticket and then she was caught speeding again excessively, or was it just the excessive speed limit that she was going?
Yeah, I just assumed that she was going so fast that they had to arrest her, like, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was I thought it was twice back to back, but I could be wrong. But anyway, don't look at her, guys, and think, oh man, she's hot. I don't care what she does. She got a mugshot, but she's hot. It doesn't matter. If a woman, a grown woman at 20, is arrested twice in 2 weeks for crazy behavior, you don't want to be stuck to her. You don't want any kind of bond with her, no matter how hot she is. I'm telling you, take it from an old man.
What's a couple of speeding tickets? You know,
I can fix her. I can do it.
Yeah. If these things turn out to be true, it's all alleged at this point. Yeah. But if they turn out to be true, you run like the wind blows from this girl. No, go get you somebody else. There are plenty out there.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Legendary boxer and entrepreneur George Foreman passed away over the weekend.
Yeah.
I still have my George Foreman grill. I use it often.
Mm-hmm. It's a great product.
It was a great product then. It's a great product now. Mm-hmm. I think he probably made more money off those grills than he ever did boxing, right?
Thousands of times more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And it was from the beginning of the popularity of the George Foreman grill. He surpassed all of his boxing earnings. And he was also, dabbling in acting and stuff. He'd been in a couple of movies and things like that. So whatever he had done before the infomercials hit of the George Foreman grill, knock out the fat.
We're going, knock out the fat.
Pale in comparison to what he made. With the grill.
The lean, mean, fat grilling machine or something like that.
Yeah. I had a mini one in college. It was like tiny.
That's what I still have. Yeah. I use the 2-serving mini one, but I use it all the time.
So, now, how old was he?
76.
Oh. What did he... Was it complicated?
I don't know.
I haven't seen anything that says what it was.
Yeah, I haven't seen. But, he's got all those sons, and he named them all George.
And daughters.
Yeah, the daughters were like Georgette and Georgina, but all the boys were George 1, George 2, George 3. I think he had 5.
How confusing. George 5, get over here.
Yeah, I don't know. What did he call him? The 5th or 5 or 4? How did he address
him? Maybe he had nicknames for him.
I don't know. Yeah. But he was so sweet, or seemed to be. But that shows a level of narcissism that is crazy. That every one of your kids has to have your name. You know, some form of your name.
Yeah.
And you don't even give them their own names.
Right.
I did think that was a little odd. And 5 of, it's not even like those first two.
You going to call me Georgette? Like,
I might have those names wrong, but there's some iteration of George, Georgina, and things like that.
I think the girls were called George too. I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's just cruel.
We'll find out. Saratoga is one of the top trending topics. I don't know if everybody's seen these viral videos of the influencers doing their morning routine or their daily routine, and they're dunking their face in ice water, like Lindsay told us about weeks ago. Well, they're all using this Saratoga mineral water that it's very expensive water, and now everyone's rushing to get their hands on it, even though these influencer videos are such a joke, like no one cares,
right?
And they just look like total goobers. And then White Lotus. Apparently there was a new episode on last night that featured incest. I don't know what the show is about. It seems like it's made by a demon, though. I don't like any of the themes in this show.
No.
It was
the storyline that they're sharing about what happened last night sounds vile, but we'll see. A lot of people seem to like it. I learned something about Lindsay, or did I? We're going to find out coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I know most people probably already know this, but if you don't, Instagram is now showing your followers the things you like. It's not private, and it hasn't been private for a while, but now Instagram is taking the step to let others know what you liked. And you'll see it as you're scrolling through reels and stuff. You'll see a little bubble up in the top right, and it'll show some of your friends, some of the people you follow, and little hearts next to it. And if you click on that, it takes you down the rabbit hole of all the things your friends have liked, which I think is not a good move for Instagram. Yeah. There's something fun about just sort of liking things you like and not wanting to let the world know that's what you're enjoying. That's the type of content I want to watch. So I'm definitely more careful about what I'm liking and what I'm looking at, because I don't need Instagram telling everybody about
and
it.
And I never knew that. So now I'm going to be real cautious of
yeah.
it.
Mm.
So can you turn that off?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. Maybe you can. I don't believe so.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is I learned something about Lindsay over the weekend because I'm scrolling through and I'm like, oh, I'll go see what, because natural curiosity, you're like, I want to see what my friends are looking at. And a video Lindsay liked, and it's a reel that shows a woman eating a sandwich and she's making a disgusted face. And the caption of the video is, you know you're pregnant when the food you love the most starts tasting disgusting. And I thought, oh my gosh, Lindsay doesn't even know. She just told the world that she's pregnant. So Lindsay, are you pregnant?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but I just probably thought that was such a true reel because I've been there, you know. Yeah.
Well, I thought I had stumbled onto something major. I said, she doesn't even know.
That's juicy, though. I like your detective work.
Thank you.
And if I need a PI, I'm going to call you.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but he was wrong.
I was wrong.
But it was a good connect. I mean.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh. She probably just looking at pregnancy content on the internet.
Now, it's funny, though, because I'm thinking, like, a lot of times I just like. Like if I'm in bed, it's late and I'm just scrolling. Or if my friend sees I've seen their reel and didn't like it, so I just like it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, what all have I even liked?
Yeah.
Now I'm scared, kind of. I mean, it's not like dirty stuff, but it's just like, what did I like?
Big butts on Yetis.
Yeah, exactly. That'll pop up every once in a while.
Big butts on truck tires.
Yeah. Sure. I do have anxiety. When I look at somebody's story and I don't like it, I'm like, oh my gosh, is that going to bother them that I looked at it but didn't like it? So I'll go back in and like it. Like, it's just too much.
Too much.
It's way too much. But you overthink some things like that.
Yeah.
But again, Lindsay's not pregnant yet.
Or am I?
Or is she?
More TJ and Riggins coming up.